From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Mexican officials are transferring fugitive drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman back to prison after capturing him on Friday, 7 months after he escaped from prison.
Este es un logro.
Mexican Secretary of Government Miguel Osorio said this is an achievement of our country and of our institutions. He said it's an achievement of everyone. It was, without a doubt, an answer of the state. Guzman was first captured in 1993 but escaped in 2001 with the help of prison guards. After more than a decade on the loose, he was recaptured early in 2014 with the help of intelligence that U.S. authorities provided to Mexico. A Swiss woman living in northern Mali has been kidnapped from her home for a second time in 4 years. Residents and officials in Timbuktu say gunmen entered the home of Beatrice Stockley and took her away. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility. A suspected drone strike on Friday killed at least 17 Islamic State militants in eastern Afghanistan, happened shortly after the extremist group beheaded 7 people in the same area. Officials and residents said the violence occurred in a remote district of Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan. Israeli military saying 2 Palestinians were shot and killed after trying to stab soldiers at a checkpoint in the West Bank. It was the latest in a series of attacks over the past 3 months by Palestinians targeting Israeli forces. Ongoing violence was set off by rumors Israel was planning to take over an East Jerusalem holy site sacred to Jews and Muslims. 22 Israelis have died, 138 Palestinians. This is VOA News. Chinese officials investigating now the bulldozing of a hospital with patients and doctors still inside in an incident that left bodies from the hospital morgue buried under a pile of rubble. Thursday's incident in central Henan province had sparked outrage and confusion over how the raising could take place without notification of hospital personnel. 3 hospital workers were reported injured in the incident. A gunman claiming to have pledged allegiance to the Islamic State ambushed a police officer as he sat in his marked car in the U.S. state, Pennsylvania, in the city of Philadelphia. Police Commissioner Richard Ross says the officer was struck 3 times but managed to fire back and hit his attacker, who was later apprehended. Ross says the attacker was motivated by his extreme Islamic beliefs.
The suspect in question, he's a 30-year-old male from Yaden. He has a Philadelphia address as well, I believe. He has confessed to committing this cowardly act in the name of Islam.
U.S. authorities have been on high alert following Islamic State-linked attacks recently in Paris, France, and San Bernardino, California. Turning now to the U.S. economy, a net gain of 292,000 jobs in December, a sign that the economy is growing at a solid pace in spite of recent global stock market turmoil and other headwinds. That story now from Bill Arcega.
The U.S. economy shrugged off a troubled international backdrop to post the best job gains of the year in the final months of 2015. And for troubled financial markets, beating expectations may be the best way to kick off 2016, says Bankrate.com senior analyst Mark Hamrick on Skype.
Well, with all the storm clouds hovering over the global economy, it was a big positive surprise to see the number of jobs added in the month of December, and we also had positive upward revisions for the previous 2 months.
Winners include the business and service sectors and construction, which added 45,000 jobs. Despite a better-than-expected report, about 2 million Americans had been unemployed for 6 months or longer. Another 6 million have only been able to find part-time work. Mil Arcega, VOA News, Washington.
And on the larger financial stage, key Chinese stock indexes posted some strong gains on Friday, while other stock markets were mixed. European indexes declining Friday. Wave of late selling pummeled U.S. stocks Friday and pushed the market to its worst week in 4 years. President Obama has vetoed legislation that would repeal a major portion of his signature domestic achievement, better known as the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. The bill was widely seen as a test of the Republican lawmakers' ability to get it passed through Congress in an election year. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.